Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you from the far reaches of the universe. Welcome to DJ Stevie P's sports show, located only on blogtalkradio.com. This is your host, DJ Stevie P, coming to you live from beautiful 50-degree Sun Valley, Idaho. It is 10 o'clock Mountain Time, 12 midnight on the East Coast. I welcome those of you listening across the country and around the world. I'll give our call-in number. It's area code 347-850-1572. I'm going to be on for an hour tonight. There's so much to talk about with the baseball playoffs going on, the second week of the NCAA football, and also the first week of the National Football League, and a lot of injuries in the first week, and we'll get to that in a second. First, a shout-out. I don't know if anybody out there has heard or not, but actor Patrick Swayze has died of pancreatic cancer, and best known for his movies in Roadhouse and Ghost and, of course, Dirty Dancing. So this is a shout-out to him, thanking him for the wonderful movies that he has provided, you know, everyone with the entertainment of seeing, and to his family. So this is for Patrick Swayze. Okay, so we're going to start tonight on the National Football League, and we're going to start with the headlines. Now, something a little close to me, both ESPN, the ESPN.com, NFL.com, and Jacksonville.com, which is the website for the Florida Times Union, the paper out of Jacksonville, Florida, is all reporting that the Jags have lost Reggie Hayward for the season, and so that's a blow to them. In other news, the Philadelphia Eagles have signed quarterback Garcia, and the reason they signed him, Jeff Garcia, the reason they signed him is because Donovan McNabb went down yesterday with an injury, so and. When he went down yesterday with the injury, it was a little shocking because Michael Vick is not available until the third week of the season. So, but yeah, Jeff Garcia, the veteran quarterback, signs for the Eagles. So that way, at least for the second week, they can have somebody to quarterback. So. Hopefully the injury to McNabb is not serious enough where he, you know, will be out for a long period of time. But that's another one of the headlines that are going on in the National Football League. Also, and this is the last big one, the Bears have lost Brian Urlacher for the season, after he had a wrist injury. So those are the headlines in the National Football League. Now we're going to get to the scores. Currently, let me refresh this and make sure it's right. Currently in the third quarter, it is 13:32 left in the third quarter. The Chargers and Raiders are tied at 10. That game is currently available on ESPN. Earlier tonight, everyone saw the Patriots come from behind. 50 seconds left on the clock. Tom Brady, whether you like him or not, man, he is one good quarterback. And the Patriots ended up beating the Bills 25-24. And Fred Taylor, former Jaguar, Fred Taylor, he now probably has a very good chance of winning his Super Bowl ring. So he actually got his first touchdown tonight as a Patriot. So kudos to Fred Taylor and the Patriots for beating the Bills 25-24. And they had those nice-looking, I wish I'd go back to those nice-looking classic uniforms that they had for a long time. I love those uniforms. I don't care for the new uniforms that they have now. Those old classic ones, oh, they look so, so great. In other football scores from Sunday, actually we'll start from last Thursday, remind everyone that the Steelers beat the Titans 13-10. On Sunday, the Falcons, behind Matt Ryan, and beat the Dolphins 19-7. Broncos beat the Bengals 12-7. You had the Vikings behind legendary quarterback, whether if you agree that he should have came back or not, not important now. He's back. Behind Brett Favre, the Vikings beat the Browns in Cleveland 34-20. Jaguars lost on the road to the Colts 14-12. And the Lions, what can you say about the Lions? Yeah, they got Matt Stafford, and I'm not a Georgia fan, but, you know, he was a pretty good quarterback. I don't think he should have started this first game, maybe game 6-7. They should have had it somebody else starting, let him learn the ropes. Anyway, the Lions lost on the road to the Saints, 45-27. You had the Cowboys over the Buccaneers in Tampa Bay, 34-21. You had the Eagles beat the Panthers 38-10. The Ravens over the Chiefs in Baltimore 38-24. You had the Texans lose to the Jets 24-7. And you had the Giants over the Redskins 23-17. You've had the Cardinals lose to the 49ers 20-16. Seahawks at home shut out the Rams 28-0. And last night's game, the Packers beat the Bears, come from behind and beat them 21-15. So those are the scores and the news. For that, I'll go ahead and give this call a number again. Area code 347-850-1572. I welcome your call and look forward to talking to you about some sports. We got 51 minutes left in the show. We're going to go ahead and go over next week's schedule for the National Football League. Okay, next Sunday, you've got Carolina at Atlanta, Minnesota at Detroit, Cincinnati at Green Bay, Houston at Tennessee, Oakland at Kansas City, New England at New York Jets, New Orleans at Philadelphia, St. Louis at Washington, Arizona at Jacksonville, Tampa Bay at Buffalo, Seattle at San Francisco, Pittsburgh at Chicago, Baltimore at San Diego, Cleveland at Denver, and New York Giants at Dallas. Dallas opens a brand new stadium next Sunday night on national TV. That game is an 8:20 game Eastern Time on NBC. And next Monday night, you have the Colts, fresh off their win over Jacksonville, traveling down to Miami to play the Dolphins, who, of course, lost yesterday to the Falcons. But that game will be at Landshark Stadium. And that game's next Monday night, 8:30 Eastern Time on ESPN. So we're going to give this callback number again. It's area code 347-850-1572. And in the meantime, we are going to take a quick break and... When we take that quick break, we'll be right back. So, please hold for this quick break. Okay, we're back. Now, that football score from earlier that I gave you that's still going on, we'll update that in a little bit later on in the show. We got 44 minutes left in the show. The guest call-in number is area code 347-850-1572. I'm looking forward to your call. And I'm coming to you live from beautiful 49-degree Sun Valley, Idaho. And we are now going to talk about baseball. We'll start with the scores. We'll start in the American League. First, the makeup game from May the 3rd of this year had the Yankees over the Angels 5-3. Then you had Tampa Bay over Baltimore 8-4. You had a final in 10 innings. Detroit at home beat Toronto 6-5. You had Oakland all over Texas, like butter on toast. The final net score was 9-0. Then you had Minnesota over Cleveland 6-3. Those are your American League scores. And coming right up is the National League scores. First, you have Cincinnati at home over Houston, 3-1. You have Chicago over Milwaukee, 2-0. You have St. Louis at home over Florida, 11-6. And this is after the Cardinals got swept by the Braves over the weekend. Now, you have currently in the bottom of the seventh inning out on the West Coast, out in San Diego, you have Arizona beating San Diego 2-1. That score is in the seventh inning. Also on the West Coast, in L.A., you have Pittsburgh losing to the Dodgers. That game is in the sixth inning. The score right now is 4-2. And in San Francisco, you have the Giants right now beating the Rockies 4-1. Of course, that's a battle for the NL wild card. Those are your current scores, and we are going to now switch over to the standings, 2009 standings. And we'll start in the American League Eastern Division. Currently, the New York Yankees are in first. Their magic number to win the division is 12. Boston is 7.5 back. Tampa Bay is 19.5 back. Toronto, 27.5 back. And Baltimore, 34 games back. In the American League Central, you have Detroit. Their magic number is 14. Right now, they have a six-game lead over the Twins. They have a 6.5-game lead over the White Sox. They have a 15.5-game lead over the Indians and a 20-game lead over the Royals. In the American League West, you have the Los Angeles Angels. Their magic number is 15. Currently, they have a 5.5-game lead over Texas, 12.5-game lead over Seattle, and a 21.5-game lead over Oakland. Okay, I'm going to give that call-in number again. It's area code 347-850-1572. If you want to talk live to me and to the people of the United States via Blog Talk Radio, feel free to join in. I welcome your call. Phone lines are open for the next 39.5 minutes. Getting back, we're now going to cover the National League standings. Okay. In the National League, currently the Philadelphia Phillies are in first place in the National League Eastern Division. Their magic number to clinch the division is 14. You have Florida 6.5 back, Atlanta 7.5 back, the Mets 20 back, and the Washington Nationals 32.5 back. In the National League Central, you have the St. Louis Cardinals in first place. Their magic number is 11. Currently in second, you have the Cubs 9 back, Houston is 14 back, Milwaukee 14.5 back, Cincinnati 19 back, and Pittsburgh 27.5 back. And over in the National League Western Division, you have the Dodgers in first, and their magic number is 16 to clinch that division. You have the Rockies in second, 3 games back, the Giants in third, 7.5 back, the Padres in four, 20 back, and the Diamondbacks, 23 games back. Those are your American and National League standings. In just a minute, when we come back, we're going to cover the wild card races in the American and National League. And the teams currently vying for those second place wild card spots. Basically what it is. It's the best team with the best second place team with the best record gets into the playoffs. That phone number again is area code 347-850-1572. We're going to take another quick break real quick, and when we come back we're going to be discussing the college football. So, in the meantime, please listen to this song here. I'll be right back in a few minutes.
Battle.
Okay, and we're back, and we're going to go ahead and update that the scores for Major League Baseball. It is still in the seventh inning in San Francisco, and the Giants are still at 4-1. Dodgers are still winning 4-2 in the sixth, and it's now in the bottom of the seventh in San Diego, and Arizona is still up 2-1. Okay, I'm going to give that caller number again. Area code 347-850-1572. We're now going to switch over and talk real quick about, it's been about 15 minutes, I guess, 15 minutes or so, talking about college football. And we're going to start with the number one team, my team, Florida Gators. Now, if anybody remembers, last year, Lane Kiffin was the coach for the Oakland Raiders. And he got fired and became the coach at Tennessee. And the day that he became coach, he said probably one of the dumbest things that anybody could probably ever say. He said it. Here's what he said. He said that he's going to be singing Rocky Top all night after Tennessee beats Florida in the swamp this year. Well, guess what's coming up Saturday? Can you say, are you ready to rumble? It's going to be the unranked Tennessee Volunteers against the number one team in the country, Florida Gators. Now, in an article from Jacksonville.com, as I mentioned earlier, that's the website for the Florida Times Union, the local paper of Jacksonville, Florida, there's an article dated today, the 14th of September, that says, and this is from several Gators, but it says, Tennessee coach's comment hit a nerve. Well, as a fan, it hit my nerves, too. I mean, the audacity. I know he was trying to sell tickets and trying to get people enthused after a couple of losing seasons at Tennessee, but you don't do it by doing something like that. If there's any proof of that, just look back to the 2007 National Championship game, the one that was played out in Arizona between Ohio State and Florida. Now, you know, there was 41 days that the Gators and was off, and during that time, everyone kept saying, oh, Ohio State was going to win. Ohio State thought that they had a guaranteed victory. And guess what happened? All that time, all those articles and became wallpaper for the Florida Gators. They live off of that. They live off of that stuff. And you would think that somebody with coaching experience would know that, whether you're a fan or not, especially if you're going to be coaching a team against the defending national champions. You would think that a coach would know that stuff and not allow his players to say anything, but also not allow himself to say anything. Enter Lane Kiffin and that comment. Well, like I said, as a Florida Gator fan, I circle this date on my calendar. I am looking forward to this game Saturday in the swamp. I hope that Florida does to Tennessee what they did to Georgia last year. Let me give that show number again. If you want to talk, if you want to talk about this issue, it's area code 347-850-1572. And because this is a hot topic. This is a very hot topic. Whether you're a Gator fan or not, this is a very hot topic, and I would love to discuss this with people, so feel free to call in now. And excuse me, just one second. Okay, sorry about that, folks. Just a little technical difficulty there. But, so, I'll say this. 2 years ago, Florida-Georgia game, played in Jacksonville. And good old Georgia, behind Matthew Stafford, who lost yesterday as a Lion, and Knowshon Moreno, and their coach, who I don't even know his name, but I don't like him. You know, Florida has three major rivalries. Tennessee, Georgia, Florida State. Hands down, they have three rivalries. Okay, so anyway, 2 years ago, Florida-Georgia game, Jacksonville, Florida, neutral crowd, and despite what people think, it is neutral. Georgia scores a touchdown. What happens? Every single body on that Georgia team ran out onto the field to help celebrate. I think they ended up with two unsportsmanlike 15-yard penalties, which was not enough. But and then what happened last year? Coach Urban Meyer said, okay, that's cool. Gators up 49-10. There's less than a minute left in the game. What's he do? He calls two timeouts to prolong the agony over those sorry Georgia Bulldogs. See, payback's a bitch. You know, it is. And that's exactly what happened. And I predict right here on this show that the same kind of thing is going to happen Saturday in the Swamp. I predict that Tennessee is going to be losing by somewhere around 40 points, and that's not a bad guess. I would say somewhere between 40 and 50 points that Tennessee will be losing, and Coach Urban Meyer is going to save his final two timeouts for the end of the game, and probably do the same thing, or do something very close to it, to stick it to Lane Kiffin, because the jerk deserves it. So anyway, we are now down to 25 minutes left in the show. Excuse me. That guest call in number is 347-850-1572. Now that we've talked in detail about the rivalry, and even Coach Urban Meyer said after last week's game against Troy that this game coming up was a rivalry game. So be that as it may, and that's cool. We're now going to talk about the rest of college football, including the standings. Now, last Thursday, you had Georgia Tech over Clemson, 30-27. And before we get to the rest of those scores, give me just 1 second. I'll be right back. I'm not gonna go to music break. I'll be right back. Just 1 second. Okay, sorry about that, folks. We are now back. We're going to finish talking about NCAA college football. Let me give that guest call-in number again. It's area code 347-850-1572 if you want to be live on the show and talk about sports, which is what we're doing tonight. As a program reminder, only know about one upcoming show. That's tomorrow night. It's going to be a 15-minute recap show because there's no college football or NFL, except for the final tonight, the other final between San Diego and Oakland. But tomorrow night's show will be a 15-minute show, and it will be live on at 10 o'clock, like this show, 10 o'clock Mountain Time, 12 a.m. East Coast time. So now we're going to get over to the college football week two. And this is just the top 25 scores. Nothing against any of the other teams, but there are so many teams out there, it would take a full hour to go through every single score because there's so many college football teams. So we're just limiting it to the top 25 only. And like I said, no offense to any fan of any team out there that's not in the top 25. So anyway, you did have a few upsets on Friday, Saturday. But first you have last Thursday, as I just said, Georgia Tech playing at home beat Clemson 30-27. On Saturday, you had number 2 Texas beat Wyoming 41-10. You had, and this was a thriller game, but this game was on ESPN. You had USC beating Ohio State 18-15. You had number 4 Alabama at home over Florida International 40-14. Okay. You had, now this was one of the upsets, Oklahoma State playing at home lost to Houston, who's now in the top 25, as I'll tell you later. But that score was 45-35. You had number 7 Penn State beat Syracuse 28-7. You had number 9 BYU all over Tulane, 54-3. You had number 10 California beat East Washington or Eastern Washington, 59-7. You had number 11 LSU in an SEC matchup against number 9, I'm sorry, LSU number 11 beat Vandy 23-9, okay. Then you had number 12, Boise State, playing on that ugly Smurf turf, beat Miami of Ohio, which is really not much of a matchup, but anyway, they won 48-0. You had number 13, Oklahoma, all over Idaho State, 64-0. And that's as Oklahoma has a backup quarterback after Sam Bradford's injury last week. You had number 14, Virginia Tech, all over Marshall. That final score was 52-10. Okay. You had, and now I watched part of this game. Oh, wait. Not this game. You had number 16 TCU, Texas Christian University, over Virginia, 30-14. You had number 17 Utah over San Jose State, 24-14. You had number 18 Notre Dame, and I watched the end of this game. They lost to Michigan out at Ann Arbor, 38-34. You had number 19 North Carolina barely escaping over UConn, 12-10. And part of this game I also watched, that was Number 21, Georgia, playing at home, lost to South Carolina, and that game was so close. Seriously, that game was close. South Carolina was going down the field, had like 40 seconds left, and they just could not score. They got within the red zone, but they just could not do it. So anyway, you have number 22, Nebraska, over Arkansas State, 38-9. You have number 23, Cincinnati. For all you Cincinnati fans out there, wow. This was a total domination. Cincinnati beat Southeast Missouri State 70-3. Yeah, they scored 10 touchdowns. Wow. Okay. You have number 24, Kansas, over UTEP, 34-7. And you have number 25, Missouri, beat Bowling Green 27-20. And also the final game, and I'm always going to put them last because last is certainly best, and they are the best team in the country. Yeah, number one, Florida, beat Troy 56-6, and Tim Tebow, I think he's now fourth all-time in rushing touchdowns in the SEC, and he's a quarterback. So, we're going to give that call back number real quick. There's 17 minutes left of the show. That callback number is 347-850-1572. That's 347-850-1572. We're going to take a break with 16 minutes left and play a song for you. Please enjoy. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
I just like we all
Okay, we are back, and we're going to give the schedule for the top 25 for next week. On Thursday the 17th on ESPN, you have an ACC matchup. Georgia Tech playing at number 20, Miami. On Friday, you have Boise State traveling to number 10, Boise State, traveling to play Fresno State. Okay, then you have Temple at number 5, Penn State. That's on Saturday at noon. Number 8, UCal playing at Minnesota. That's also at 12 noon. You have number 11, Ohio State, playing at Toledo. That's also at 12 noon. You have Duke playing at number 22, Kansas. Again, 12 noon. You have East Carolina playing at number 24, North Carolina. That's also at 12 noon. You also have Eastern Michigan playing at number 25, Michigan. That's also at 12 noon. Then at 12:20, you have North Texas at number 4, Alabama. Okay. At 3:30, game of the week, Tennessee at number 1, Florida. That game is on CBS, 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And I have checked, and it even is on out here, so I will actually be able to watch that game out here in Idaho. So thank goodness for that. Okay. Then it's also at 3:30 over on ABC. You have number 3 USC playing at Washington. 3:30, you have Tulsa at number 12 Oklahoma. At 3:30, you have number 19 Nebraska at number 13 Virginia Tech. That game is also on ABC. Over on ESPN at 3:30, you have number 18 Utah playing at Oregon. Okay, let's see here. Excuse me. At 6:45 Eastern Time, you have number 17 Cincinnati playing at Oregon State. At 7 o'clock, you have Florida State at number 7, Brigham Young. Also at 7 o'clock, you have Louisiana Lafayette at LSU, number 9, LSU. You have Texas State at number 15, TCU. You have Rice at number 16, Oklahoma State. 7:30, you have Southeastern Louisiana at number 5, Mississippi, or Ole Miss. At 7:45, you have number 23, Georgia, playing at Arkansas. Okay. At 8 o'clock on ABC, you have Texas Tech playing at number 2, Texas. That's a Big 12 South matchup. Looks like that's it as far as the top 25. So we're going to get that call-in number again. That call-in number is 347-850-1572. We have 8 minutes left in the show. And what we're going to do is we're going to go over the rankings, the current rankings. And in the AP Top 25, you have number 1, Florida, number 2, Texas, number 3, USC, number 4, Alabama, number 5, Ole Miss, number 6, Penn State, number 7, BYU, number 8, California, number 9, LSU, number 10, Boise State, 11, Ohio State, 12, Oklahoma, 13 is Virginia Tech, 14 is Georgia Tech, 15 is TCU, 16 is Oklahoma State, 17 is Cincinnati, 18 is Utah, 19 is Nebraska, 20 is Miami of Florida, 21 is Houston, 22 is Kansas, 23 is Georgia, 24 is North Carolina, and 25 is Michigan. That is the AP Top 25. Now, the USA Today coaches poll for this week has Florida at number 1, Texas at number 2, USC at number 3, Alabama at number 4, Penn State 5, Ole Miss 6, LSU 7, California also at 7, there's two tied for 7, BYU at number 9, Boise State 10, Ohio State 11, Oklahoma 12, Georgia Tech 13, Virginia Tech 14, TCU is 15, Utah is 16, Oklahoma State is 17, Nebraska is 18, North Carolina is 19, Georgia is 20, Cincinnati 21, Miami of Florida is 22, Kansas is 23, Oregon State is 24, and Missouri is number 25, running out the top 25. So those are your top 25 for both the AP and the USA Today Coaches Poll. We're going to give you an update on those Major League Baseball scores. Just 1 second. Okay, it's now in the bottom of the eighth inning in San Francisco. They're winning 4-1. You have still in the sixth inning. I think he must be in a rain delay or something. Has to be. The Dodgers are winning 5-2 over Pittsburgh. And in the seventh inning, the Padres have tied up the game. It's now 2-2. That is in the seventh inning. And that call-in number, 5 minutes left in the show, is 347-850-1572. We're going to take another quick break. We're not going to music, just another quick break, a little bit of dead air, but we'll be right back. Okay, we are back, and give you an update real quick with 3 minutes left on that NFL game. Currently, with 12:53 left in the fourth quarter, you have Oakland over San Diego 13-10. San Diego does have the ball, and like I said, there's 12 minutes and 53 seconds left of that game. So now, we're going to go to the schedules for next week, for week 2. Schedules for week 2, you have Carolina at Atlanta, Minnesota at Detroit, Cincinnati at Green Bay, Arizona, the defending NFC champions, goes to Jets and they'll play. You have Oakland at Kansas City. You have New England at the Jets. You have New Orleans at Philadelphia. Houston versus Tennessee in an AFC South matchup. you have the Rams against the Redskins. You have Tampa Bay against Buffalo. Seattle against San Francisco. Pittsburgh at Chicago. Cleveland at Denver. Baltimore at San Diego. That Sunday night, you have the Giants playing the Cowboys. And you have next Monday night, Indy at Miami. So those are your games for next week. Tomorrow night, we will talk about the final on the Oakland-San Francisco game, and also the games that are still ongoing in Major League Baseball, in the National League. So we have 1 minute left, and I'd like to close out by saying last night, the Video Music Awards, I am not a fan of Kanye West. I've never been a fan of Kanye. I think he's a thug and an idiot. What he did last night was disrespectful and rude, and he should be ashamed of himself. And it looked like he was tonight on the Jay Leno show. But what he did to Taylor Swift last night at the VMAs was just disgusting. And like I said, he ought to be ashamed of himself. And I'd like to see Beyonce and Taylor Swift team up and do a song called, you know, Kanye, Don't Steal My Thunder. It would be big on the R&B charts, the pop charts, and the country charts. But I thought that was very classy what Beyonce did last night when she won. She let Taylor have the stage and give her speech. So I thought that was very, very cool. And with that, we're going to go. We got about 30 seconds left. And we're going to close out with a song that's going to be my closing from now on. And that's Semisonic's closing time. Until tomorrow night, 10 o'clock p.m., this is Steve saying have a good night. See you tomorrow night.
Don't have to go home, but you can't stay.